my cup runneth over with topics a little bit, by which I mean I have so many different things I want to talk about, but I'm not going to pack them all into one episode, which I sometimes do because I just get so excited and want to talk about all the things. I'm going to spread them out. I'm going to save it, which means that some topics I won't address yet that are even somewhat topical, but that's okay. Today, we're going to talk about football, but not boring football stuff. You don't have to like football to be interested in this episode, I promise. And I'm answering a question, sort of, from a listener who requested to remain anonymous, so I will not mention who that person is.
Your daily Lex.
Actually, that person was saying to me, "Hey, Lex." What they said verbatim was, "Hey, Lex, you're rich." I'm not quoting it verbatim, but they did say that phrase. Okay, now I do want to quote it verbatim. He said, "You should go to the game," meaning the Super Bowl. "Why be rich if you can't do dumb shit like that?" So, first of all, rich is a subjective term. Anyway, a couple times in my day, I have been invited to the Super Bowl. That's not true. Once. So one year, the year the Eagles went to and won the Super Bowl for Super Bowl 52, I was working with the NFL and they took me to several games. They took me to the season opener, which was Chiefs at Patriots, which was a hilarious game because the Patriots hate the NFL. And so their seats that they had for us were terrible, but we got a police escort to the game. That was fun. They took me to Eagles at Giants, which was right after Nick Foles, the backup quarterback for the Eagles, had to come in when we thought everything was doomed because Carson Wentz had gone down with an injury. And then it said it was wonderful. We did great. We won that game and we won the Super Bowl. But later during that season, before we knew that the Eagles were going to the Super Bowl, the NFL was like, "Hey, Lex, you guys are such good partners to us in this podcasting thing. We'd love to offer you at price tickets to the Super Bowl." They don't give you comp tickets to the Super Bowl, but they give you like list price tickets, unmarked up ticket prices. And I said, "You know what? I'm going to offer it to anybody on my team." And then even when it was clear that the Eagles were going to the Super Bowl, I did not yank those Super Bowl tickets from anybody on my team. I didn't go. And the NFL reached out to me again. They're like, "Lex, you're such an Eagles fan. We know you gave this option to somebody else on your team. We can get you two more. Do you want to go to the Super Bowl?" And I was like, "No, I don't." And I didn't. Here's why. I watch Eagles games at home. Football games are fun to attend in person, but not games that you care about for a couple of reasons. One, I find it's harder to follow the action when you're in the stadium. It's a little crazy. Two, that's especially true at a game like the Super Bowl that it's less fun to me because the Super Bowl is not attended by your team's fans. Some of them are there, but it's also a bunch of very rich people or a bunch of people who don't care about the teams, but just care about, you know, being at the Super Bowl because it's cool. It's much more fun to be there at a stadium full of your home team fans if you're going to go to a game, but it's so much more pleasant, much more fun and comfortable to watch a football game in your own home is my experience. And as you may recall, I host the Super Bowl every year at my house. So I don't know. I was very much focused on, I'm going to do what I always do and stay home. And so again, this year, as the Eagles return to the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years to prevent a three-peat by the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going to watch it at home. I'm hosting. I have already warned people I won't be the world's greatest host because I will be distracted during the game. But when people come before the game, I'll be social and charming. And at halftime, I'll be ignoring whoever it is, Kendrick Lamar, I don't remember. I'll be ignoring halftime and, you know, doing deep breathing exercises. Yesterday, I got very passionate during the Eagles game. And there was some yelling, enthusiastic, happy yelling mostly. And last night, I had a rock gig with my band at the House of Independence in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And it was a little hard for me to hit the high notes, having blown out my voice yelling at the TV. I'm going to try really hard not to be a crazy yeller during the Super Bowl. And I also have this habit of clapping, like really loud clapping when I'm enthusiastic to try to not yell. I'm going to try not to do that either. I'm going to fail at both of these things, to be clear. I'm going to yell and I'm going to clap. It's going to be fine. But I don't know. I love being with my friends. I love being in my home. I love not having to pay thousands of dollars to go to the game, travel, put myself up in a hotel and all that stuff. And I don't know. I love watching football on TV. I only care about the Eagles, but I'll watch a football game because football is super fun to watch, but it's more fun to watch on TV. If it's a game you don't care about, like I love going to college games with a tailgate, maybe with friends, if they care about the team, and I'll become a Rutgers fan for a day or whatever, root for that team. And I love that enthusiasm and I love the chaos of college games and the college game stands, but NFL games, more fun to watch at home. Full stop. Thank you for coming to my Lex Talk. Happy Monday.
Lex.